Good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you might be listening in and joining us in church. May this time with God be an encouragement to you, mindful that we share it with brothers and sisters in Christ listening in from wherever they may be. For those listening in who don't know me, my name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Welcome. Today we continue our Bible teaching through the New Testament letter of Philippians. In whom do you place your confidence in for your salvation? Do you consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as your Lord? Do you look forward to seeing him face to face in heaven? Our mission focus for the month of November is Anglicare Toys and Tucker. Each November, our church collects donations for the Anglicare's Toys and Tucker appeal to provide food and toys for thousands of vulnerable families who would otherwise go without this Christmas. Today is Defence Force Sunday, the Sunday before Remembrance Day. In our service, we will hear from Bishop Grant Dibden, the Anglican Bishop to the Defence Force. We'll remember our Anglican Defence Force chaplains and pray for them. Helping me in the service today are Janice and Rosemary. Janice will read the Bible readings for us, and Rosemary will lead us in prayer. The children are meeting via Zoom in Kids Church. Hi, kids. We trust they have a fun time learning of God, and their parents too are sitting with them. Thank you. To prepare ourselves, let us hear from the Word of God, from Philippians chapter 3. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Heavenly Father, this time with you and your people is always special. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence, and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation, engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we've come together to meet with God and to take our part in the building of his church. Let's begin by thanking God in song. Well, it's really good to draw near to God, to be that, do that with his people. But if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. So let us approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart in full assurance of faith and pray together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repentant according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Grant us true repentance and your Holy Spirit that we may live godly, righteous, and holy lives and finally come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Janice will bring us now our two Bible readings. Thank you, Janice.
Good morning. Let me pray before we begin the readings. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading is Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 1. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them to be garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, Keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For, as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. The second reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Janice. Well, having encouraged the church in Philippi to rejoice in the Lord for helpers in ministry of the gospel, like Timothy and Epaphroditus, chapter 2, verses 19 to 30, the Apostle Paul now turns to reminding us of people who are not helpful, the reason why, and what is helpful. Open your Bibles to Philippians, chapter 3. I think you'd agree that the people who take interest and care in us are people we respect and appreciate, especially if for whatever reason they need to be long-suffering with us but don't show it. Their willingness to persevere with us when we might be slow to learn, patient when we are not, or make us aware of unbeknown dangers to be avoided. These are the things we appreciate about them. People who know from knowledge and experience that when we place our confidence in matters where we ought not, have the courage to help us look beyond to where it truly can be found. The Apostle Paul was someone like that. Look there at verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, my brothers and sisters. It's no trouble for me to write to you the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Paul thought at one stage in his life that he had it all together, that he knew how to be right with God, verses 4 to 6. He thought he knew what God expected of him. If someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. When Paul refers to being confident in the flesh, he's referring to things he has done or not done that God had required in his law. Obviously, Paul was good at keeping the law. And then Jesus turned up on the scene, appeared to him, and made him aware that he needed to let go of trusting in his own righteousness, his earning being right with God by the things he did, and put his trust now in Jesus, who had done it for him. When he did, he considered all that he had thought and did before, doing things to be right with God. He said, look there at verse 7 and 8, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Paul's desire from then on, verse 9, was to be found in him, that is, in Christ, right with God. Not having a righteousness of his own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. In this way, chapter 4, verse 1, Paul reminds us to stand firm in the Lord and to look forward to heaven one day, verses 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained heaven or all this, he clarified, like some thought that they had, or had already arrived at my goal. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, Paul goes on, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, as we heard in our gospel reading, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The prize, that treasure that will not be taken away from us, is to be with the Lord in heaven one day. To know that now and to live with that hope and joy. To press on to see Jesus face to face and to be like him in heaven. To know him fully. Do we long for that day as a prize to strive and persevere to receive one day? Can we say with Paul as we wait, I want to know Christ? Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Can we say this with Paul and long for it as a prize to strive and persevere to receive one day? For it has been won for us by Jesus. Or are we content with treasure here? Things we do in the flesh, things of our own doing, we trust in for our salvation. But our citizenship is in heaven as Christians, wrote the wise apostle. To help us get our focus right, verses 20 and 21. Looking ahead, confident in the person and work of Christ and the promises of God in his word, he writes, we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Indeed, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Such confidence in the Lord brought Paul great peace and joy. Reason to rejoice in heaven. There is something arrogant and dangerously self-satisfying in thinking we can earn God's favour or have earned God's favour by what we do or don't do without the cross of Christ. It is a deliberate elimination of our need for God, a lack of awareness of what we truly are before God, forgiven sinners who still struggle with sin. We mustn't forget that Paul was writing to Christians to safeguard us from people who promote self-righteousness to be right with God over the gospel, over what God has done for us in Christ at the cross received by faith, to safeguard us from ourselves and our self-righteousness. Paul had the courage to remind us to watch out for people like that. verses 2, 18 and 19. To safeguard us, to spur us on, live up to what has already been attained for us by God in Christ, verse 16, and nothing more. To join together with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ in following his example, verse 17, to where our confidence truly can be found, knowing Jesus Christ our Lord. Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What's more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Doesn't disappear or fade away. Everything I've got.
Well, let's stand and affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Earlier in the service, I mentioned that today is Defence Force Sunday. We here at Abbotsford Anglican have a strong ministry connection with Defence, the members and families, through my ministry as an Army Reserve Chaplain. Let's hear from Bishop Grant Dibden, Anglican Bishop to the Defence Force.
Hi everyone. Today is Defence Sunday, and it's a day we thank the men and women of the Australian Defence Force for their service. It's been a tough year for the Australian Defence Force. Really tough couple of years, actually. Many haven't had a break, beginning with the call out of the reserves for the first time in Australia's history to help combat the huge bushfires, followed by COVID with troops deployed around the country to help with the quarantining and the vaccinations and the border control. And operational deployments have continued. And then we've had the fall of Afghanistan after 20 years of war. And that's been devastating. And the men and women of the Australian Defence Force serve on. As they do, pressure mounts on them and their families. And they too are affected by COVID lockdowns. And our chaplains have been there to support them through this. See, our heart is to minister in the Australian Defence Force, to be ambassadors for Christ, and to represent the Anglican Church in the complex, secular context that is defence. Every time we offer the forgiveness of God through Christ, every time we show love, acceptance, grace, mercy and healing, every time we share the good news about Jesus, indeed, any time we do anything in Jesus' name, we are participating in the mission of Christ and pointing people to God. Our Anglican chaplains are there at the sharp end, caring for the soul of the ADF. Since Anglican chaplain Walter Ernest Dexter was awarded the Distinguished Service Order and the Military Cross for his actions at Gallipoli and Pozieres, our Anglican chaplains have proven themselves absolutely vital to building and sustaining the Defence Force's preparedness, be it on the bridge, in the foxhole, or in the cockpit. See, we're missionaries in the Defence Force, and as such, we absolutely need the support of all Anglicans in this vital ministry. We need you to partner with us, first and foremost, through your prayers. Second, we are actually very grateful to God that the government pays the wages of our defence chaplains. I mean, what a tremendous blessing that is. And it also means that any financial gift that you give goes a very long way. But generally, denominational activities, including much of what I do as bishop, aren't funded by the Commonwealth. There are so many opportunities for chaplains to use your generous gift and to enhance the church's mission and ministry to service personnel both overseas and at home. And so I want to invite you to pray for our Defence Force, in particular to pray for our Anglican chaplains and to make a small contribution to this vital work by going to our Defence Anglicans website and clicking on the donate button. Just $10 a person will make a significant difference. May Defence Sunday be a celebration of our Defence Force and in particular of our Anglican chaplains in service to our nation. But more importantly, it's a time to thank God our Father and pray for the souls he has entrusted to us. Amen.
Thanks, Grant. Well, let's spend some time in prayer. Rosemary's going to lead us now. Thank you, Rosemary.
Good morning, everyone. The Lord be with you. Will you join with me in saying the Lord's Prayer as we come together in prayer this morning? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we praise you for your creation and all you richly provide. Enable us to live in such a way that your majesty and mercy are seen by all. Today we pray, mindful of the gathering of the world leaders at the COP26 Climate Change Summit. All governments rule under your authority, O God. May they work for the good of the earth and for those they rule. Help them to seek your justice and peace in every decision and action. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Enable those who are engaged in industry and commerce, the media and education, sport and the arts, to fulfil their responsibilities with integrity and an attitude of service. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Comfort and strengthen those who are gripped by poverty, weakened by illness, or oppressed by cruelty. May they know your love and experience your care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Inspire your church here on earth to proclaim the gospel of your love in the death and resurrection of your Son. May all people hear the call to trust you. We thank you for this congregation, for the hope we share and your love that binds us together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Strengthen us for your work and witness wherever we may be, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Help your people to display your compassion to all those in need. May the poor and the lost of this world find in you their true wealth and sure identity. Lord, keep us mindful of those in need, that as we pray for them, we may be generous to them as you are to us. Today we are mindful of Brian Cave, of Tony and Barbara Robinson, Kay Woodcock, Terry Lee, Jennifer O'Neill, and Max Schweizer. We pray that you will protect and heal them and give wisdom to those who are caring for them. And today we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the safe return of Chloe Smith to her family in Carnarvon, Western Australia. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Refresh and equip us, O God, to be your faithful and obedient people through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, who alone gives us life eternal. Amen. Great God and Father, we continue to pray for our nation and the nations of this world in the midst of the pandemic. Please slow the spread of this virus throughout our land. Protect the vulnerable from its deadly touch. And please lay your healing hands upon those who are now infected. Please restore them to health and strength. We pray that you will comfort the families of those who have died from this disease. And we pray that you will fill their hearts with your presence and gather around them friends, family and neighbours who will comfort and support them in this time of loss. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of modern medicine. And thank you for the passion and dedication of medical staff everywhere. Please give each one of them your wisdom in every decision they make. Protect and sustain them and give them the strength, energy and courage they need to carry on. We pray for our leaders that you will guide their minds in the decisions they make that will affect our lives. Lead them to act wisely, carefully and in the best interests of all. And we ask that you will shine your light on the path ahead. Please draw close to the anxious hearts and troubled minds of those who now face great financial stress and give each one of us the calmness and wisdom we need to carry on together through these days, weeks and months ahead. Please plant into the heart of every Australian the spirit to love our neighbours as ourselves, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus in caring for those around us, friends and strangers alike, as you draw our community together in love. And please, loving Father, draw especially close to those who are alone or troubled at this difficult time. Calm their troubled hearts and move their family, friends and acquaintances to call them, to encourage and support them. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you understand our suffering, for you too have suffered. You have seen your beloved Son suffer rejection, humiliation and death on the cross to rescue us from the powers of darkness. Please bring great good out of this great evil. Please remind us that we do not need to make the journey of life on our own, in our own strength, but that you are here, as close to us as our own breath, to fill our hearts with your love, surround us with your powerful protective arms, and guide us in your path. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity today to share the joy of Christmas with people in need through Toys and Tucker. We pray that there will be a great response from schools, businesses, churches, youth groups and community groups to collect food and toys in Greater Sydney and the Illawarra. We thank you that through people's generosity, Anglicare is able to provide Christmas food and gifts to families who would otherwise go without. We thank you for Anglicare and the initiative of Toys and Tucker that helps us to serve people in need in our community, enrich lives and share the love of Jesus. Amen. A prayer for the Defence Force Chaplaincy. God of love and liberty, we bring our thanks today for the peace and security we enjoy. We remember those who in time of war faithfully served their country. We pray for their families and for ourselves whose freedom was won at such a cost. Make us a people zealous for peace and hasten that day when nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither learn war anymore. We thank you for the Anglican Bishop of the Defence Force, Grant Dibden. As he seeks to pastor the chaplains under his care, may he know your peace and presence. Give him wisdom in his decisions and words and time to draw close to you each day. We also pray for Defence Force personnel, particularly reservists who are presently deployed in assisting with the pandemic response here and overseas. Give them strength and comfort as they spend time away from their families. And we pray that you will help chaplains to support them and make the most of every opportunity to spread the love of Jesus. May your grace enable all defence personnel to dedicate themselves to the cause of justice, freedom and peace, and give them wisdom and strength to build a better world. And this we pray in the name of the one who gave his life for the sake of the world, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. A set prayer for today. Let us pray that we may realise the freedom God has given us in making us his sons and daughters. God our Father, you redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Look on us, give us true freedom, and bring us to the inheritance you promised. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. Amen.
We just have a couple of announcements. A reminder, we return to meeting face-to-face for church on Sunday, the 28th of November. If you have been listening in over these past few months and would like to join us, you will be most welcome. Church meets here at 9:30 a.m. at St Andrew's Anglican Church, Abbotsford. The service will continue to be recorded in the coming weeks until then, and when we return to church in the building. Church members are welcome to catch up tonight, Sunday, via Zoom from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just drop in any time. I know Tina will be there to welcome you. Thanks, Tina. Well, today we've been reminded that there is danger in thinking we can earn God's favour by what we do or don't do without faith in the cross of Christ. Nothing compares to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord. Well, we come to the end of the meeting together. Thank you for joining us for church again. Join us next week. Before we leave and go out and serve, let's say the grace to each other. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
To knowing Jesus, my Lord.